Welcoming you to the third hour of our fall back and election edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us, our family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pulp stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook, too, at Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check us out, all the great stories, videos, pictures, and stuff I post about animals. All righty, it is the first Sunday of November. Shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And doing a really great job of that would be our Merritt and Beth Clifton, the folks behind the website, animals24-7.org. I swear, I have never met anyone that knows more about animals and more about everything going on with animals all over the planet and the universe. Because if there's that going on, Merritt and Beth are going to know about it and all the details and stuff. And you just don't, if you want to keep in touch, you just got to get to animals24-7.org and check on getting their newsletter stuff, and you will be informed. So welcome back to Animal World. Merritt and Beth are here. Good morning, you two.
Morning,
Thank
Martha.
You. Good morning.
Here it's too, I mean, it's not summer anymore, so they're not outside with the chickens, Henry and Arabella, but they're fine and have gotten extra food. Everybody's good, but we can't fool around. And they've got sunshine on Whidbey Island already. I already checked on that, so we can get right to our agenda because, man, we got a lot of stuff to cram in, this half hour. Because there's a lot of stuff going on, and you guys are the ones that know about everything. Now, we do have some sad news today, and I decided to honor this friend of the animals. We should start with this.
Bob
So, can you
Salinger.
fill us in, Merritt?
Bob Salinger died Halloween night at work in his office. He was only 57 years old, but he was a legend in animal advocacy work. He headed the Portland Audubon Society for many years. He had gone on to work with a couple of other bird conservation groups. But a really unique thing about Bob for a wildlife rehabber concerned with birds is he was also a strong advocate for feral cats and for neuter return. And he was really a friend of every kind of animal. He loved all animals. He worked with birds, but he would rescue any other kind of animal. He would climb to the top of any tree, out on a bridge, anything to rescue any kind of an animal. And then he was a very articulate speaker. And a very friendly guy. He was just a really good ambassador for all animals and for a good ecological overview that understands every kind of animal. And we're really sad to lose him because he was such a good guy on top of everything else.
A
Well, and
wonderful.
only 57. That's like the sense of, so this was a real shocker, huh?
It was a shocker to everybody, just out of the blue.
Wow. Well, certainly our love and prayers and thoughts and prayers go to, Bob Salinger, his soul, his family, friends, colleagues, all of that, and the animals that he helped so much. I bet there was a big celebration at the Rainbow Bridge. Oh, he says there was. gosh, I can feel. Okay, I'm tearing up. Anyway, thank you for sharing that, and I'm sure that you'll probably have more to say about him soon.
We had done a big profile of him just about 2 years ago. I was acquainted with him for more than 30 years. There was just a lot to, he did so much in such a short period of time. It was
Yeah.
amazing.
And a very loving father and husband.
All
He was
right. Well,
really
blessings to
active.
Bob and his soul and his family and all of that. Boy, I know it's hard to kind of just have to talk about these things and then move right on, but we have to honor the clock. We got another sad one to go into. This one got to me. This is a big story. It's still right up there at the top of my news feed, so I know people are still talking about it. But this last week, did y'all see? It's the story about it's a celebrity guy.
A wildlife rehabber named David Longo, who had a
Is
large
it in New
wildlife.
York? Is that where he was?
Yes, New York City.
And it's about Squirrel Peanut, the internet sensation, and then a raccoon. Do you want to tell us kind of what happened?
Raccoon he was rehabbing. Somebody finked on him to the New York Department of Environmental Conservation.
Well, but this the history that this guy, he's starting a rescue type thing, was in the process of getting permits and all of this. But this squirrel, Peanut, was his mother was killed as a baby, and they found the squirrel, but once it was nursed back to health, they tried to release the squirrel and stuff, but didn't want to have anything to do with that. Squirrel says, I'm staying with you. And so the squirrel ended up, he had the squirrel for 9 years, and the squirrel's an internet sensation because they posted all the time and did all the neat stuff. So after 9 years of this, squirrel is a major part of this man's life and a big internet sensation. So what does this start to say? Someone started reporting or complaining for some reason.
Right. He was holding these animals without permits, although he was in the process of getting the permits. Now, the squirrel bit somebody, and so the DEC euthanized both of them for rabies testing. But they really should have separated the two cases because a squirrel is a rodent, and rodents and lygomorphs, that means a rabbit, have no resistance to rabies at all. When they get it, they die immediately, and they do not pass it along unless you're bitten as part of the same incident where they're bitten. But a raccoon is a totally different thing. A raccoon has a rabies strain that it can carry for a very long time, months, even years. And a raccoon also transmits rabies in a somewhat unusual manner. Most of the carriers of rabies, whether you're talking dogs or bats or skunks, have to bite you in order to transmit it. But
Right.
raccoons transmit rabies primarily through grooming behavior, through licking, rather than biting. So when you have an abnormally friendly raccoon that's licking you, it seems like sweetly, like your pet dog might, that's actually a symptom that that may be a raccoon in the dumb rabies phase. It may be extremely dangerous. And
Wow.
the experience that I had with this was way back in 1990, when the raccoon, mid-Atlantic raccoon rabies pandemic was near its height. Somebody somehow obtained a raccoon and translocated it, possibly from as far away as Ontario, to the Associated Humane Societies of New Jersey. And the raccoon acted very tame, very friendly. And I told the executive director there, Roseanne Trezza, who was, somebody I'd known for some time, she asked for my opinion. I said, this raccoon should be euthanized, decapitated, and rabies testing is essential because this is rabid behavior. And
What is rabid behavior?
acting very tame, unusually tame. A
Well,
raccoon.
that's not what we usually hear. Rabies is supposed to make you viciously aggressive and you
But not
bite
with.
and attack. So please emphasize and tell me what you mean. This is for raccoons?
This is
It's
for raccoons.
all right.
Raccoon behavior when they get rabies is quite different from most dogs' behavior or, most other animals.
Listen up, everybody. Go ahead.
Foxes, by the way, will do the same thing. They will become abnormally tame.
Oh.
If they're acting like your pet dog, if they're acting abnormally tame, letting you touch them, handle them, licking you, look out because the rabies virus is carried in saliva. And when a wild animal licks you and you have any kind of an open scratch or something on your hand, that's when you can get rabies. And that's the main way in which raccoons in particular transmit it among themselves. And we were having a terrible problem on the East Coast at that time with thousands of raccoons dying of rabies or getting hit by cars because they would lose their fear of cars and roadways and so forth. So I told Roseanne that this raccoon needed to be decapitated and tested for rabies. And all the people who had handled it were potentially at risk because they'd all been licked. And there was a DEC guy, this was the New Jersey DEC guy,
DEC.
right, the Department of Environmental Conservation. And the raccoon was, in fact, euthanized and did, in fact, turn out to be rabid. And a whole bunch of people had to get post-exposure vaccination.
Yeah, but the bottom, they got really mad at you though for telling them they needed to do that, you
Yes,
know,
three
and
days
wouldn't you, because.
ago.
But that's what I really wanted to emphasize this point here because it's the first time I've ever heard. I didn't know this, that raccoons and now foxes, it isn't because I would have been looking, oh, okay, a vicious raccoon that trying to attack me or bite me. I'd of course thought it could be rabies, but one that's friendly and licks me, I'd want to take it in and help it, you know, but I had no idea that that's a sign of rabies.
Yes, the
Ooh, who
vicious phase,
knew?
that's what's called the furious phase, and that will start within less than 24 hours before the animal dies. With raccoons, you may get like a 2 month phase of acting very friendly.
Oh,
A
okay. So
normal
eventually they,
raccoon,
but all right. Man.
will be suspicious of you, will run away. It will not eat out of your hand and lick your hand.
Unless it's habituated
Yeah,
and somebody's been feeding
yeah.
it.
If you
Right.
habituate it, you might get to that point, but it's not going to just walk up and start doing it.
Okay, so to finish up with the story with Peanut the squirrel and the raccoon that was there. You were saying that this really should have been dealt with at two different
Different ways. The
cases.
squirrel was, even though the squirrel bit somebody, the squirrel was at no risk whatever of
Right,
trying
but the squirrel
to.
only bit somebody because these people came in and were trying to confiscate the animals and stuff. And of course, a squirrel might bite if it was frightened and all of that. And it wouldn't have happened if they had handled this differently. And of course, lots of wonderful suggestions have been made. And you're talking about that they, should have been more open to learning about this guy and then helping him to finish the application process and get these permits in place. Now, the raccoon still may have needed to be euthanized because of what we just learned about raccoons, but
Right.
that's different. The squirrel did not need to die,
Right.
and that's what made me so sick. And
They're totally
but
different species with totally different behaviors. The squirrel, again, is a rodent, and the raccoon is a carnivore. They're different families. They're evolutionarily separated by 20 million years or more.
as a rehabber, it's very important to know that you do not let strangers come in and pet your. I'm not saying this is what happened, but if it did, if the animal that they're rehabbing bites somebody, it opens a whole nother can of worms. You've put the animal at risk. So you just don't let people come in and touch the animals you're rehabbing.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right. Well, really tough lesson to learn on this one. But thank you for the details. And thank you for the education about rabid raccoons and foxes, too. So I'm so glad that we've learned that. All right. Let's take care of, we'll stay on schedule, keep Nathan happy. We're going to take care of advertisers as fast as we can here because, boy, we got a big subject to cover. So maybe haven't made your mind up yet. I can't imagine that, but I suppose it's possible that anybody out there, you need a reason to vote. We'll give you one for the animals, and we'll find out what are the records, who's good for what, and all that sort of thing. That's coming right up. So stay right where you are. Presidential candidates and animals, right next, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are approaching midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. But we're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now we're in the middle of a conversation with, I think, the most knowledgeable animal people on the planet. They know everything about everything that has to do with animals. Merritt and Beth Clifton, they own and operate animals24-7.org. If you haven't been to the website and signed up for the newsletter and made a little donation to help with the work that they do, they sure deserve it, and it's a great place to stay in touch. Now, Merritt and Beth, you guys have been all over the subject of the presidential race, the two candidates involved, and their records and who's done what. Now, they did a whole layout on this, which you can access, I assume, through animals24-7.org. But here's a couple of the headlines. Kamala Harris, most pro-animal record of any presidential candidate ever. Really? Yeah. I didn't even know that.
You can identify that in an actually statistically objective manner.
Okay, but then let me finish. The second headline, Donald Trump as president, had the worst record on animal issues since the cockfighter Andrew Jackson. Okay, so that ought to give you an idea of where we're going with this. But you said Kamala Harris has the most pro-animal record of any presidential candidate ever. So what do we need to know?
Well, first of all, Kamala has a 100% rating on the Humane Scorecard kept by the Humane Society of the U.S.
Ah.
Even before the Humane Society of the U.S. kept a Humane Scorecard on candidates voting, there were several other organizations that did the same thing. So we can take this back 70 years. And in that 70 years, Kamala is the first presidential candidate who ever had a 100% score.
Wow.
That's taking into consideration her voting record and her law enforcement record when she was Attorney General of the state of California.
Wow. The first 100% ever from the Humane Society. Right. Wow.
And on the opposite side of the fence, under Donald Trump, enforcement of the five main federal animal protection laws, the Animal Welfare Act, the Horse Protection Act, the Marine Mammal Protection Act, the Endangered Species Act, the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, all virtually came to a halt. Very, very little was done. There was no new major humane legislation. And that had not happened. The Migratory Bird Treaty Act goes back to 1918. There had never been a president who did less to enforce it than Donald Trump. And we're talking more than 100
years. Surprise,
surprise. We have to go all the way back to Andrew Jackson, who basically initiated the slaughter of the North American bison. And who right up until he was nominated for president. We have to go back that far to find somebody whose record was that bad. And you can even make a case that Trump's record was worse than Andrew Jackson's, because Andrew Jackson didn't have any of those five major federal laws protecting animals to enforce. There's just a really stark contrast between the two.
There certainly is, and I think, we could go on for hours here probably, knocking off all the things that Kamala Harris has done for the animals and in support, and by golly, what does it take to get 100% approval and rating from the Humane Society of the United States when that's never been done before? So that's really got to tell you. And then, of course, to get the worst rating, Trump, there's a lot to read about this. And if you want information and proof to back this up, then you go to animals24-7.org. And then is this post merit on the candidates and their records and animals. Is this something they can easily find at Animals?
Right on the front page.
Right on the front page. Okay.
Right.
All right. Then guess we've got a little more time to talk about the last thing on my list, which has to do with this. You know, there still are some undecided voters, but there's also those out there thinking, oh, maybe their vote doesn't matter that much, or for whatever reason. Kind of the category I put it in is, don't let the desire for perfect ruin good. Okay. And Merritt, you have a little bone to pick.
Yes,
with the powers that be in the vegan world on this subject. So please let them have it and tell us all about it.
Well, there are actually three prominent vegans who have come out, not in support of Trump per se, but opposed to Kamala because she voted for the farm bill when she was a U.S. senator. And what people have to understand is that the farm bill includes everything that has anything to do with domestic animals. It includes the enforcement budget for enforcing the Animal Welfare Act and several of the other federal laws that I mentioned. It also includes the money that's appropriated for research and development of non-animal protein foods. So when you have an omnibus act like that, that covers everything, and it comes up more or less every couple of years, and it includes all of the pro-animal stuff, you have to vote. That's
you have to vote for it. Even there might be something in there that you're not wild about, but that's how this country works. That's how democracy works, and you have to
exactly.
do that. So
there's probably a lot of people in Congress who don't like something that's in the farm bill, but they get the farm bill to something that enough people can agree on to pass, and then they pass it, and then that's the budget for the next several years till they get another one.
Yeah, so they have to vote. So so what you really wanted to do was call out these well-respected, well-known vegan people that are coming out saying they're not going to vote for Harris because of that vote on the farm bill. Well, that's just, I'm sorry, from Aunt Martha, if you love animals, that's just plain stupid. Now, they aren't saying vote for Trump, but they're saying they're not going to vote for Kamala. So the implication might be they just aren't going to vote, or they'll vote third party. Well, not voting or third party vote is a vote for Trump in this election. You need to know that. If you want to wipe animals off the planet, then that's who you should vote for. And it's a big reason not to. But it's the same situation when I hear people that are appalled by what's going on in Gaza and the innocent death of civilians and so forth and all of that, and totally relate, totally agree, and all that sort of stuff. But there are many saying, we're not going to vote for Kamala because she's not 100% on our team and doesn't want to wipe out Israel. Well, come on. You think Trump is going to be any better? Are you kidding? And the Trump administration, he's going to say, wipe out Gaza. It's okay, because you know what he wants to do? He wants to wipe it out and then let Jared come in and build condos for rich white people in Gaza. Okay, so, all right, I'm off my soapbox. But the bottom line is, no vote or just not voting is a vote to wipe animals and our democracy off the planet. And if you care about animals, if you care about this country and love it as much as I do, there's just no choice in this election. You have to vote Harris Walz. And if nothing else, vote, 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 vote. And what we learned from Diane just now, not only do you have to vote, you need to go online and check your vote. So did you hear that from you know, our listener, Merritt, and she just said, I'm suggesting folks use track my vote online. I've never done this before, but my intuition told me to try it this year. Good thing I followed through. The site said they would not verify my signature. What? And the vote would not be counted. So there is a way to fix it online, but that's Diane from Bellevue. She's always voted. Everything's been fine. First time she ever checked, well, they didn't like her signature. So get online and verify that your vote has been accepted, because, you know, you still have time to clean it up or fix it if it's not been.
Good idea.
Yeah, we've done that, actually.
Yeah, have you done that too? Okay, so we've all voted. We've all checked on our votes. And gosh, Merritt, Beth, Clifton, animals, 24-7.org. Thank you so much for all the fantastic work that you do about animals. And if you need, you know, people that love animals and are not voting for animals in this election, if you need some ammunition, go to animals, 24-7.org. And that whole article that outlines both of the candidates' records and all of the things they're good on and bad on and everything, it's right there on the homepage. And you can take it to the people you need to educate. All right, you guys, thank you for your good work.
Thank you for having us, Mark.
We'll talk to you the first Sunday of December. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, Nathan. Whew. I assume that, are we
good to go with guest from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga.
Yeah, we are going to change boats midstream here, and we are going to address the human-animal situation. So our guest this month, we welcome back to Animal World, Nancy Cowan. Good morning, Nancy. Welcome back to Animal World.
Hi. Thanks, Martha.
Hey, how are you doing this morning?
Great. We're having a festive Diwali celebration here at the Blue Lotus Temple today, and it's quite fun.
Well, I thought so. Now, we talked about Diwali and the Festival of Light because in the 10 o'clock hour, my guest is Eileen Weindraub, who runs Help Animals India. So helpanimalsindia.org. So we're talking to Eileen. That's one of the things she wanted to highlight this month was the big Diwali celebration in Nepal. So we were talking about that. So the Diwali, which is the Festival of Light, so you've had a special service or something today that reflects this?
Yes.
Speaking
of
light?
Absolutely. There was storytelling and dancing and singing. It's still going on. I had to step out to come and call.
Wow. And now I, of course, is saying, oh, I wish I had been there. But you know what, folks? You know, since the pandemic, we got a great gift with the pandemic, and that's everything being online. So I know that after the show, Nancy, right, I can go to Facebook and bring up the post, or I can go to anandawa.org, and we can bring up the video of the service and all of this.
Yes, so absolutely.
So we can watch it, even though we're not there to participate in it. That's very cool. All right. Well, I'm sorry that you had to interrupt your time with the Diwali celebration, but I appreciate you being here with us.
Always a pleasure to come talk to you.
We've had some sad stuff to talk about today, and of course, everyone I think is kind of on in an agitated state and on pins and needles, you know, related to the election and all of that. But I was so delighted to find out that Ananda's doing something about it, and we'll get to that last, I think, today, Nancy. We've already begun, and we've done the Peace and Harmony ritual twice. We started the show with it this morning, we started the second hour with it, and Divine Mother told me we have to end this hour with it, so that's what we're going to do. So first of all, Nancy, we've got some other things to talk about going on. How about we start with yoga teacher training?
Perfect. It's a great way to bring some light and calmness and contentment and peace into your own life.
Yeah, so tell us about it.
So our yoga teacher training program is it typically runs about 4 months or so. It usually is every other weekend, more or less. So you get to immerse yourself, and then you have time to practice and do your own practices and, you know, get kind of tuned into what you're learning. But this year, we're trying something new. So starting in January, our teacher training is going to have, it's going to still extend from late January to early May. But instead of every other weekend, we'll have some weekends, but then we're going to have three different Friday, Saturday, Sunday retreats.
Oh,
so that you can really, really tune into some kind of kind of leave your daily life and really dive into the immersive practice and the building of community and learning very deeply. So the retreats, we always have one retreat, and it's always a highlight of the class. People get so much out of it, and so we're going to try the three retreat format this year.
All right, that sounds wonderful. Now, the name yoga teacher training would imply that it's for people that want to learn how to teach Ananda Yoga. So is this limited to people who want to be teachers and teach yoga?
Absolutely not. No,
oh.
Probably at least half of the people that take yoga teacher training are simply taking it just so that they can really dive deep into learning all the techniques and just deepening their own practice. So there's no requirement at all that you want to be a teacher to take the course.
And wonderful. So it's called yoga teacher training. Now, if you do go through the course, the yoga teacher training, are you then able to start teaching if you want to?
Yes, you can. Yeah, our course is certified with the Yoga Alliance for a 200-hour level. So if you complete the course successfully and do all of your homework and pass your tests and things, then you can register with Yoga Alliance as a registered yoga teacher, 200-hour, which is the kind of recognized, globally recognized
Well, okay, so you will be able to teach. That is a certified
Absolutely.
Class, all that sort of thing. But it isn't limited to just people who want to teach. Maybe you just really enjoy doing yoga. You'd like to learn more about it and deepen your practice, as Nancy said. At least half the students, she says, take this class just for their own benefit, not because they want to teach. So don't let that stop you. And it begins in January, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it begins in late January, and it's integrated. Part of the course includes our premier Raja yoga course, the Art and Science of Raja Yoga, so that's included with your yoga teacher training. That starts on Thursday, January 23rd, and then the first yoga teacher training weekend starts on January the 25th.
So okay, so I know we need to talk about Raja too, but we need to take care of our advertisers. So we're going to do that now. Then we'll come back with Nancy. And Nancy, we can talk a little bit more about Raja and that class and so forth and the difference between that and the yoga and how what we need to know about all of that. Then I'm going to leave us some good time. We're going to give you all the details and teach you for anybody who's tuned in. If you missed it in the earlier hours, we'll be sharing the Ananda Worldwide Peace and Harmony Ritual and what my spiritual family is doing to help us get through this week. And there's a lot going on, and to help the country and hopefully to bring a peaceful energy. Anyway, I'm just so pleased with my spiritual family that they've stepped up. Usually Ananda doesn't get into this kind of stuff. You know, they stay above the fray, you know. But this is so important, and many people have got so much anxiety going on that this is just a wonderful ritual, and I can't wait to share everything of it with you. So we'll take care of our advertisers. We'll come back and chat with Nancy a little more about the Raja Yoga and yoga teacher training, and then we will get to the peace and harmony. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Wherever you go, Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And this hour, we heard from our New Pro Supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. You can learn all about them on the website, newprosupplements.com. If you can't find the products in your pet store, they're all available on Amazon. You will hear Natasha Venter, our medium communicator and personal awareness coach, will be here the third Sunday of this month for personal readings with her and a check on your animal friends and all that good stuff. You can check her out at intuitiveclarifications.com. intuitiveclarifications.com, and her YouTube channel is Natasha Venter IC for Intuitive Clarifications, and she does a podcast once a week at 4 p.m. on Wednesdays, so check that out as well. You can check her out online, intuitiveclarifications.com, or give her a call at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. Check out Whispering Dragon Center, whispering-dragon.com, or Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. Jude's got opening for new clients, and her chiropractic and Acutonics is absolutely phenomenally healing and highly recommend it. She can work with you in person or remotely. Give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706 2836. And check out Dr. Nels Rasmussen at healingministryforanimals.com and join his private membership group so you can come to the free seminar I'm going to teach in December about telepathic empathetic communication. So woohoo, check it all out. All righty then, we are going to get back to Nancy Callen from Ananda. And Nancy, when we were talking earlier, you explained about yoga teacher training. It's not just for yoga teachers. Or if you want to be, it's to expand your relationship with yoga and all of that good stuff, if you'd like to. And then you mentioned the Raja, the art and science of Raja Yoga. Tell us about that class.
So this class is part, it's also part of our yoga teacher training. So anybody that takes that gets to dive deep into that as well. But it's our premier class. It's a 13-week deep dive into the essence of yoga, including the yoga postures, as well as meditation techniques and pranayama breathing practices, chanting. There's mudras and bandhas, so it really takes yoga back to its most classic roots. The textbook for the course is written by Swami Kriyananda. He put the system together based on the the teachings that he got from Paramahansa Yogananda. It integrates the essence of the teachings of the Yoga Sutras and the Bhagavad Gita as well.
Yeah, but it's a great place to start, and that's how I started my relationship with Ananda. That is the class that I went for, which is the Raja, Heart and Science of Raja Yoga, and that, of course, is the beginning of doing the prep work so you can learn Kriya Yoga, which as Paramahansa Yogananda said, the airplane route home to God. You know, and he's right. It's pretty spectacular. So both yoga teacher training and Raja, they start up in January.
Yes.
So you can get online now, anandawashington.org. I think anandawa.org works as well, and you can check all this stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Now, then... I told you earlier, went to the break, well, you all know, and you've known for a long time that Ananda is my spiritual family. And, I have to, it's honestly, there's been a few things going on, you know, years past that I wished Ananda would chime in on and do something about, but they always, you know, stay above the fray and usually don't get involved. But I think, what's going on this year and the energy around this election and the potential for violence around and after is so great that I was delighted to find out that my spiritual family has stepped up to help us get through this time. So I read it in the first hour, Nancy, but a lot of people join us later and don't hear that. So I'm going to read it again. This is from Ananda, Washington, and this is what we all received. It said, "Dear friends, students, and members of Ananda Sangha, Washington, you guys out there, you're the friends part of this, okay? Soon, Tuesday, November 5th, voting will take place for general elections in the United States. These are interesting and turbulent times, times when prayers for peace and harmony are especially important. Predictions and warnings of social unrest are rampant, even if potentially exaggerated. Emotions certainly are running high and will likely be at fever pitch around the time of and on the day of the election. This universe is a manifestation of consciousness, and thoughts are, as Paramahansa Yogananda wisely put it, quote, universally, not individually rooted. Sideline for me, that's the thought directs energy part, folks. Back to the post. Our prayers, therefore, can unite with others of goodwill, creating a wave form of peace and harmony. We've divided our peace initiative into three parts. Okay, now we will close out with part number one. I will explain it to you now, and then Nancy's going to help us tell us about, you know, part two. Okay, so part one, prayer for peace and harmony, beginning right away in the days remaining now before the election. We invite you to use this prayer affirmation in some form that suits your own inspiration. The basic prayer goes like this. And it starts with Lord, but you can replace that with whatever you align with spiritually. It could be Divine Mother, Guru, Lord Jesus, Lord Krishna, it could be Buddha, it could be Spirit, it could be Universe, you know, whatever you relate to spiritually. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. And with you use this prayer, you repeat it 10 times, and then you add three repetitions of fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Now, those of you who've been here for the show, we've done this twice already today. We will close out with this shortly. Now, part two, which, Ananda's got the day of the election covered. If you guys are wondering how on earth am I going to get through it, I've watched so many people online that are really distressed. We've got two ways to do this, Nancy. It looks like option one, this is going on during the day at the Hansa Temple, and this is at the Ananda community in Linwood. And it'll be from 6:30 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. Can you kind of give us an idea of what's going to go on at Hansa Temple during the day at the election?
So at the Hansa Temple, there'll be somebody holding the space there and offering the peace and harmony prayer regularly along with some chanting, and it's open for people can just drop in, participate in some prayers, do a little silent meditation or prayers of their own. So it's very flexible, but there'll be somebody there the whole day holding the space and leading prayers.
Yeah. So if you really, if you need some company, folks, and really need to get out of turmoil, you can go spend the day at the Hansa Temple in the Ananda community. And then later in the day at the Blue Lotus Temple, that's on the Bothell Everett Highway in Bothell, they will host and also live stream chanting, affirmations, and fire ceremony with periods of meditation from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. The live stream can be found on the homepage at anandawa.org or on Facebook, Ananda Washington, or on the Ananda Washington YouTube channel. So I know what I'm going to do is I will be home with my animal friends, but I'm going to stream from 5 to 7 to join the group at the Ananda Temple. Anyway, Nancy, I'm just so pleased with that Ananda's doing this. I think it is so needed. I've said that, you know, Ananda's a worldwide organization. So there are hundreds and could be even thousands of people doing this peace and harmony ritual around the world now, right?
Yep. And yes, those waves and vibrations of peace carry out. Every single person that does it is making a difference.
Right, right. So let's make a difference again, because we're almost out of time here. It's best for, I'll just go ahead and say it. We're going to do the Fill This World, Peace and Harmony 10 times, and then 3 times for us personally. So is it okay with you, Nancy, if I go ahead?
Yes, go right ahead and start.
All right, here we go. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony.
Peace and harmony.
Peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony.
Peace and harmony.
Peace and harmony.
Peace and harmony.
Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony.
Peace and harmony.
Peace and harmony.
Peace and harmony.
Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony.
Peace and harmony.
Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony.
Peace and harmony.
Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony.
Peace and harmony.
Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony.
Peace and harmony.
Peace and harmony.
Harmony.
Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony.
Peace and harmony.
Peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony.
Peace and harmony.
Peace and harmony.
Peace and harmony.
Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony.
Peace and harmony.
Peace and
harmony.
Whew. All right. 3 times for us personally. Lord, fill me
with peace and harmony.
Peace and harmony.
Peace and harmony.
Lord,
fill me
with peace and harmony.
Peace and harmony.
Peace and harmony.
Lord,
fill
me
with peace and harmony.
Peace and harmony.
Peace and harmony. Wow, I don't know about you, Nancy, but I always feel so much better after repeating that. Doesn't it make you feel good, too?
It's nice to hold everyone in light like that, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And then when you think of it and you're doing it, think of all the people and the energy you're connecting with all over the world. And see this energy of peace and harmony permeating the world. And you know that I'm altering the affirmation sometimes to say, fill this country with peace and harmony. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to focus in and drill down on filling this country as we move towards the election, because that's what we really need. And hopefully this maybe will help take the edge off of stuff, Nancy, and maybe we can have a peaceful election day and moving forward afterwards.
Hopefully. And people can always come and tune into the Raja Yoga course and yoga teacher training to create a little more inner peace and harmony in their own lives.
Yep. So if you find if this doesn't do it, then the best thing you can learn to do is meditate and do some yoga.
Yes.
It makes a huge difference. So, Nancy, thank you so much for I know you had to miss part of the Diwali celebration at the Blue Lotus Temple, but you get back to that now if they're still going on, and I'll probably see you on the stream on Tuesday.
All right. Well, okay. I will see you then, Martha. Thank you so
All righty.
Much.
God bless. Thanks, Nancy. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Remember now, folks, you can go to the Hansa Temple at the Ananda Community in Linwood from 6:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can drop in anytime for prayer, meditation, and peace and harmony affirmations. And the Blue Lotus Temple, you can go in person or stream it on Facebook or the Ananda website from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. on the website. And then next week, keep in mind, mark your calendars, Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen and free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. Nathan, thank you for everything today. And you and I have voted. And we've now checked on our votes online. So we need everybody else to get, you got to get out there and vote, 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 and then check online that your vote has been counted. You don't have a problem like Diane did. So there we go. Oh, and I guess we get to root for the Seahawks this afternoon. 125. All righty. Nathan, thank you. And everybody, please vote and check on your vote online. Alrighty, as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. Get out there and vote, and I'll talk to you again next week.